This is North Shore News Now. I'm Rick Moore. The town of Danvers will be hosting COVID one year later, taking place this week from March 15 to March 19. The week will begin with a State of the Town COVID edition from the town manager on Monday, March 15, that's today, and conclude with closing remarks from Select Board Chair Dan Bennett.
Well, we want to, one, thank everybody for their commitment to keeping the town safe, their families and the community. And the Select Board recognizes the difficulties that our residents and businesses have gone through during the last year.
Salem News is reporting that the escalating labor dispute between Salem State University and its faculty and librarian union has ratcheted up another notch, with the administration now accusing the union of pressuring students for their support. Salem News journalist Dustin Luca.
The entire situation has just basically blown up over the last 2 weeks, and now it's turned into this whole evolving kind of set of circumstances that seems to be changing day to day.
Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents described its opposition to holding the standard MCAS test this spring in a four-page document released Friday, according to the Boston Globe. The group has the support of the Massachusetts Association of School Committees and the Massachusetts Teachers Association. In sports, Lynn Classical girls basketball opened the Greater Boston League winter season with a 59-57 overtime win at Revere. Rams coach Tom Sawyer.
First, just to get on the floor last night with our season opening Greater Boston League game at Revere is a win. And then to win the game in overtime as we did, we threw in a buzzer beater. Specifically, Ava Thurman, my sophomore point guard, threw in a buzzer beater to get us to overtime and then to outlast them in overtime. Icing on top of the cake after that.
The weather cold and windy today with a mix of clouds and sunshine, temperatures in the upper 20s. That's North Shore News Now.